it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, radio family. Welcome to another weekend and another weekend edition of Community Focus, heard Saturday and Sunday mornings in our intercom station. Wonderful time of the morning to have not only your great company, but that also includes members of our Community Focus family, who, with this gentleman rejoining me this morning, has worn many hats on this particular program. He's wearing a new one today, and I want to say, first of all, good morning to a real good friend to our public affairs show, and Antonio McCoy. Antonio, good morning.
Good morning, Renee. How you doing?
Doing well. How about you, my friend?
Oh, doing well. Doing
excellent.
Well.
Thank you for coming back. And what brings you this go-round to Community Focus?
So I'm excited to announce that I'm launching with a very, you know, talented team, the Piedmont Black Chamber of Commerce.
Excellent.
Yeah, a regional. It's going to be a regional chapter.
A regional chapter. Yeah. So this is something that's relatively new.
It's
more
new.
Or less.
It's new here, and it's something that I feel that's been needed. Yeah. It's probably I was actually going to do this about 3 years ago, and someone came to me probably about 6 months ago and asked me, you know, to rekindle that fire. And
yeah.
I did, and here we are.
Absolutely. So the obvious next question, why did you want to start the, and we'll, from this moment forward, radio family, when you hear me say PBCC,
yes.
That's short for the Piedmont Black Chamber of Commerce. So what made you want to start it, or why did you start it, Antonio?
Well, so the interesting part of it is there isn't a place that exists online, I don't think, period, but for sure in North Carolina, where you can access Black business owners all in one place online.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I know MWBE has a database, but it's not one, it's not only Black people. And two, you have to be MWBE or HUB certified to be on their directory.
Okay.
So what I wanted to do was create a place where if you wanted to find a Black business owner that was a plumber, if you wanted to find a Black business owner that did residential cleaning, marketing, business consulting, whatever.
Right.
Okay. You could come to the PBC, the PBCC.org, okay, hit directory and find it.
Excellent. And really, Antonio, when we think about businesses and we think about just entrepreneurship in general, there are a lot that are minority owned.
Yes.
That a lot of us as listeners to this program and as members of the Community Focus family may not even be aware of.
Well, that's the biggest challenge for our business owners, our Black business owners, is having an online presence.
Right.
And so what I'm hoping to do, it is my prayer that you know, I will help solve this problem. Now, there's another part of it, too. By putting everybody online and making it easily searchable, I'm trying to create an environment where we keep our money within our community just that much longer. Okay?
Yes.
And I'll get into that a little bit later, but that was the two things I wanted to accomplish.
Right.
You know, have a place online where if you're looking to do business with Black business owners, you can find us.
Right.
And to figure out a way to economically empower our community, being that you can find the business owners, you know, you can spend money with them and keep the money in our community as long as possible.
Absolutely. And Antonio, that makes me think of when we look at where we are, not just in the 21st century, but just with technology in general. A lot of businesses, I mean, we really have seen things somewhat come full circle, I guess is the best way to term it.
Yes.
in terms of how businesses nowadays really have an opportunity to either survive or they kind of get left behind, so to speak, with the competition. Because like you say, when we think about online, maybe not even some 30 years ago, that wasn't even a thought of looking for a business on, you know, the World Wide Web or going to a .com or .org. It was either, and here we are probably dating ourselves, checking the Yelp pages, going to the library, possibly going to either the business itself or going
downtown.
Exactly.
Going to Northside Shopping Center.
Right. Seeing a flyer somewhere.
Yeah. Inserting in a newspaper.
Exactly. When you opened your mailbox.
Yeah.
Newspapers, even though they're still around in some areas, you know, just those little things when thinking back. And now at just the click of a button where you can see all the various businesses, like you said, if a person has a particular need, they can just go and they can find that business with the Piedmont Black Chamber of Commerce.
Come to the website, go to the directory.
Yeah.
And we're building, so, you know, it's not a lot of them there now. But that's why I'm here, because I wanted to create awareness. But as we build, that's my sole reason for doing this. We just happen to be a chamber. So I wanted to, you know, create a place online where you can find black-owned businesses, no matter what. You know, if you make lipstick at your house, you know, you're in business. If people are paying you for that, you know, you're in business. And we have a lot of businesses that are like that, that nobody ever knows about because, one, they're not online.
Exactly.
And because they're at home, they don't have a storefront somewhere.
Right, very true.
So again, I'm trying to create some economic empowerment through using the platform. But like I said, online presence, keeping the money in our community, but we just happen to be a chamber.
Right. And something you know obviously very well, Antonio, being a business coach with MC Howard. So just to say for those who are listening who are those business owners or entrepreneurs that I'm sure they're very grateful that you are here.
I hope so.
And so far, how has the feedback been for those few that are now with the PBCC?
So what's interesting, you know, you always have an idea in your mind of how things will, you know, evolve.
Right.
One thing that I didn't see coming, because we have different levels of membership, which we'll get into later. We had a corporation. I know the CEO. And, you know, I just texted him the information. He said, we'll join.
Wow.
You know, and I'm going to get in it. So I'll just say it now.
Right.
You know, the one thing that we want to do to make ourselves different, I want to disrupt the chamber space.
And shake it up a little bit.
Shake it up. You know, we're innovative. If you want to survive, you have to innovate.
Sure.
And so, you know, with that corporation joining at their membership level, he gets to pick his choice of training that we'll come in and do for him.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
Just because of his membership.
Mm-hmm.
So we're adding, the goal here is to add tremendous value to the membership. We want you to be able to see how you're going to make your money back. Okay.
Right.
The membership fee we ask you for. So, it's, you know, we want you to be able to say, you know what, I made back my membership fee plus more. So when renewal time comes around, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, one other question before we go to our first break of the morning. Since you call yourselves the Piedmont Black Chamber, what are the geographic boundaries of the PBCC? Let's talk about that.
So I'll do the edges. So,
okay, sure.
We can go as far east as Wake County.
Okay.
Okay. As far south as I think it's Lisbon, Lisbon County, or Anniston County. As far west as Burke County. And as far north as Surrey and Stokes.
Wow.
Okay. So so probably your listening audience.
Just about, yeah.
Okay. You know, if they're a black-owned business, you know, and that's the thing, you know, if I just focused on a city.
Right.
Okay, it would probably be very difficult to find black business owners who do everything that we need from a day-to-day basis. But because of the geography, because it's so vast, there's a good chance that amongst that region, the Piedmont, the middle third of the state, if you need something, there's a good chance there's somebody in one of those counties.
Right.
You know, and those are the outlining counties. Wake is far east. You know, Burke is far west. I think it's Anson County that's far south, and Surrey and Stokes and Rockingham, Caswell, Persons, that's far north.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in between those and
Absolutely.
Around, there's somebody
right.
that owns a black business that can probably get you what you need.
Absolutely. And it's nice to know, Antonio, that there is such a vast reach. It's not just limited
no.
certain areas, so to speak, because when we think about entrepreneurship, that really is the direction that a lot of individuals, whether they've been working for a company or a corporation for a long period of time,
mm-hmm.
and they probably have gotten to that point that if they're not right at retirement,
yes.
they're either close to it or they're perhaps right there at it and looking to say, well, what can I do
mm-hmm.
to find additional income
yes.
without necessarily going back into the workforce mm-hmm. for somebody else.
Right.
And the beautiful thing about it is with being your own business owner, you're just that.
Yeah.
You're your own.
You're the boss.
You're the boss. Exactly. That's
yeah.
a great way to put it.
You're the boss.
Very true. Well, thank you so much with the information you shared with us. We're going to get into the particulars, Radio Family, of how persons like yourself, if you are that entrepreneur or business owner, how you can be a part of the PBCC. Again, how, as members, you can benefit from it. And definitely, if someone has questions, Antonio,
yes.
how best to get in contact with you. So we'll address those and some others as they come along. But Radio Fam, it's good to have you back. It's always great to have you here on the program, Antonio. Really appreciate the company. And appreciate your company, too, Radio Family. Indeed, we will return with much more of the weekend edition of Community Focus right after this break. And there is more of the weekend edition of Community Focus. Thanks for the great company here on our intercom stations every Saturday and Sunday mornings. Wonderful opportunity to talk about good people always doing some good things in our communities. And Radio Family, a very familiar member of our Community Focus family, rejoins me, Renee Vaughn, for the second half of the program. We're talking about the Piedmont Black Chamber of Commerce. Antonio McCoy is with me. Antonio, I wanted to continue our conversation. We happen to be starting with the second half of the program and welcoming those who may just be joining us. Let me ask you this. Why would people in our community want to join the PBCC?
Well, again, as I mentioned earlier, and if you go to, you know, the PBCC.org, you will see that it says that our business is growing yours.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a chamber that's totally focused
yeah.
on growing your business, period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes. Now, how would you set the PBCC apart from just your typical everyday run-of-the-mill average chamber of commerce?
So we don't have a political affiliation.
Mm-hmm.
If the politician is about something that helps small business, whether they're Democrat, Republican, Independent, we're with them.
Right, but okay. you just keep the focus on community
yeah, yes,
and the product and service.
As small business, yeah.
yes.
We just keep it on product or service
mm-hmm.
And making sure our members are getting the most value. If it's not something, I was telling one of my board members the other day, you know, he was saying I should meet someone. And my first question was, you know, so how is meeting them going to provide value for our members and help our members?
Right.
And they did explain it to
mm-hmm.
me, but
mm-hmm.
as a CEO, that's the type of question. If your membership or if you're member focused,
right.
that would be the question you should ask anytime. You should be doing this. Tell me how that's going to help, you know, our members grow. How is that going to help them earn their membership money back?
Right.
How is that going to provide value? How is it going to help them grow their business?
Mm-hmm.
Anything we do or everything we do will
right.
be to that end.
That's excellent. So, Antonio, it seems that you're here with the PBCC and you are so ready to help not only existing businesses to grow, but even to focus, if not more so, on the up and coming
Indeed.
New businesses
Indeed.
That are coming.
Well,
in.
something else that I neglected to mention that,
yeah.
that we're doing with the membership, you actually get a 1-year membership to the Business Growth Academy, where you get a business building strategy every week for 52 weeks. And it
mm-hmm.
comes with a video and a workbook. So you're going to get strategies, lessons every week that they don't teach at the college, that they don't teach at the university
right.
on how to grow your business. That's included in your membership.
Wow.
So
nice.
So again, I'm trying to put my money where my mouth is.
Right.
We are serious about helping business owners grow. And rightfully so, it's part of the economic empowerment. Can I share some statistics with you?
Absolutely.
So I ran across this statistic a few months ago, and it was interesting to me. So white-owned businesses, Asian-owned businesses, Hispanic-owned businesses, black-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. When you look at the wealth gap, okay, it's in that order. White, Asian, Hispanic, black-owned, okay? Well, just blacks, period. When you go to business and entrepreneurship, white-owned businesses create 55.9 million jobs, okay? Asian-owned businesses create 3.8 million jobs. Hispanic-owned businesses create 2.5 million jobs. Mm-hmm. Black-owned businesses create 1 million. Now, that's a big disparity between 55.9 million at the top to 1. But here's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
So for white-owned businesses that create that 55.9 million, it's enough to employ 44% of working-age white white population with an annual revenues of $12.9 trillion. So they could give every working-age white American a check for $102,000 every year.
Wow.
Okay. Now, what's interesting about that is how much of that money, of that $12.9 trillion a year, is our money that we spend over in that white business.
Yeah, very true.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would happen if we turned that and spent it in our business?
Mm-hmm.
How many more jobs could we create?
Right.
That's what I'm after here. Mm-hmm. Asians, which is fascinating to me, because their population is nowhere near ours. They create 3.8 million jobs, which is enough to employ 33%. Okay, of the working age Asian population, and with annual revenues of $793.5 billion, they can provide every member of their working age population a check for $67,000 every year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely, and Antonio, that just makes me think of within those two minority groups. When we talk about African-American businesses and we talk about Asian businesses, I remember getting into a conversation with someone about this and more or less just the thought within the conversation that this person either addressed or brought forth that I never really thought about. When you think about all the places that most of us as Black people, when we go to either a nail salon or we go to a place that specifies in any and everything that will help us with hair, will help us with skin.
Yes.
How many of those shops, when you think about the ones that are Black owned as opposed to the ones that are owned by Asian businesses?
Right.
Those very businesses that you ask yourself, it's nice that they're there, but what about those same businesses, those same products?
Yes.
Why don't we see more of those in the African-American community as we do when we even go to these shops that are in predominantly Black neighborhoods, but now they're not owned by us?
Well, I talked with a Black beauty supply owner, and he told me something very interesting. So I asked him the same question. Why don't you carry the supplies that so-and-so carries across town?
Right.
And he said, I have to buy at least $5,000 worth of product.
Wow.
To get so that economies of scale, they don't he doesn't have the cash flow, or I won't say that he's not willing to devote the cash flow to paying that much to have that much product in inventory to tie his cash up. So he's not willing to make that investment, which I totally understand.
Yeah.
I commend the Asian, community for what they've done.
Exactly.
I'm taking a page out of their playbook by what I'm trying to do here. They don't have anywhere near the number of people in this country as African Americans, but they're number two in the wealth gap, and they're number two, when it comes to entrepreneurship with the number of jobs they provide for their people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I may continue.
Sure.
Hispanic owned businesses create 2.5 million jobs, which is enough to employ 8%. Okay. So we went from 44% with white, 33% with Asian, 8% with Hispanic of the working age Hispanic population, and they create annual revenues of $473.6 billion. Okay? They can provide every member of their population working age $14,000 a year.
Wow.
Now let's get to us.
Okay? Yeah, the breakdown.
Yeah. Black-owned businesses create 1 million jobs. Okay? Employ 4%. Okay? Of working age Black population, and with the annual revenues of $187.6 billion, we could give every working age Black American a check for $7,000 a year.
Wow. Yeah.
So I'm trying to impact that.
Yeah.
I'm trying, if you're a Black owned business and we've got people spending money with your business, and you grow,
Right.
You got to hire somebody.
Exactly.
Okay?
Right.
That I'm trying to take a page out of the Asian.
Mm-hmm.
I applaud them. They came to this country and they did their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so what I'm trying to do by creating this online directory.
Right.
Which happens to be your chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Is, hey, if you're looking for so-and-so, you can now find us. You have no excuse.
Right.
You can go. If you're looking for a nail salon, if you're looking for a plumber, mm-hmm. if you're looking for, I don't know, a dog walker.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can come here.
Absolutely. If you're looking for a roofer.
A roofer.
I mean,
you can come here.
Right.
Okay. And so if we can at least move out of last place to third,
mm-hmm. oh, just
that
imagine.
Would be significant.
Yeah.
Okay. Because. Like I say, Hispanics can at least do $14,000
mm-hmm,
a year
mm-hmm.
to everyone, every working age Hispanic in their community.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're not looking for someone that doesn't look like us to give us a job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we can look at someone who looks like us because they're making revenue because we're spending money with them.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They're growing. They've got to hire.
Right.
If someone's looking to start a business, hey, I'm going to go join the Piedmont Black Chamber of Commerce because I know if I start a business and I list my business there, mm-hmm. it's going to grow. My chances of success are higher than if I don't do it.
Well, something to really think about.
Yes, ma'am.
Antonio. And to welcome those of you who may be joining us, thank you, Radio Family, for your great company. If you've been with us since the beginning, we really appreciate you coming back for the second half of the program, the weekend edition of Community Focus and the Piedmont Black Chamber of Commerce, the PBCC for short. My great conversation with Antonio McCoy joining me, Renee Vaughn. Well, Antonio, as we talk about the PBCC, how often will you meet? Let's address that question.
So we'll meet once a month.
Okay.
I have a meeting, a mixer,
mm-hmm.
For everybody to get to know each other, networking, whatnot.
Right.
Outside of those events, those monthly events, we will have training sessions.
Great.
That will meet training around networking, how to grow your business,
mm-hmm.
how to create your marketing message,
great.
How to be more profitable,
right.
anything that relates, again, to growing your
absolutely.
Business.
And in an environment such as that, Antonio, what seems to be the common question that you get asked as a business coach, whether someone is just trying to get started with an up and coming business or someone who's probably at a stalemate with their existing business trying to figure out, well, how do I get my business to grow?
So growing your business can be a number of different things.
Yeah.
Sometimes growth can mean more revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes growth can mean more leads.
Right.
Sometimes somebody has leads, and they have revenue, but they're not as profitable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
So it just depends what issue that they're dealing with. And, you know,
right.
you have to dig deeper and find out. But a lot of times, you know, the issue centers around one of those three things. You know, if you show me a business that's struggling with cash flow,
mm-hmm.
you're showing me a business that's not getting enough leads. They're not getting enough opportunity
okay.
to convert the people or potential clients that they meet into customers.
Right.
Okay. What activities are they not doing or
right.
should be doing
exactly.
to create those opportunities? That's what I'm hoping to solve here. You know, the profitability piece, that'll probably come with classes because I did a video on this. Their pricing has to be right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we shouldn't price our products based on what someone down the street has their products, you know, priced at because their costs
yeah.
are probably different than yours.
Right.
You know, so
that's
the profitability piece.
Mm-hmm.
With the revenue piece, if, you know, you're getting leads, then it's about converting those leads in the clients. You know, maybe when people encounter you, their customer experience isn't as good as it should be.
Right.
Maybe you need to come to one of our training classes to figure out, you know, how to fix that.
Exactly.
So it's just a number of things, but it centers around those three areas when it comes to growth.
So obviously, every case is going to be a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have situations in which you may have someone say, well, Antonio, are the basic business principles the same if I'm a family owned or run business
as
opposed?
Dynamics.
Yeah, the dynamic. Let's get into that a little bit.
Okay.
What's the pros and cons of?
So in my doctoral program, I actually had a classmate who they were doing their dissertation
mm-hmm.
totally on family owned businesses.
Okay.
And the dynamic that's very interesting there.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, my brother's son
mm-hmm.
Works for me. He shows up when he wants to, and when he shows up, he's not as productive
yeah.
and gainfully employed
mm-hmm.
as he should be.
Mm-hmm.
But yet when payday comes,
he's right on time.
He's right on time.
Yeah.
But I can't fire him because that's my nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or in some cases, I know one piece of research she did. If it's a man and a woman,
mm-hmm.
Husband and wife own business.
Right.
A lot of times the man's dominant and mm-hmm. doesn't want to listen to what his wife may have. Oh, she doesn't know anything about business, right. Right. Which could be very far from the truth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
But usually the male dominates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And because that's her husband. You know, if they're fussing at home,
yeah.
The last thing they want to be doing is fussing
doing
at work in front of customers.
Right, exactly.
You know, so there are many different, dynamics. Maybe I borrowed money from my grandfather
mm-hmm.
to start this business.
Yeah.
We didn't sign a contract as to how I was going to pay him back.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, my sister and my brother are mad at me because granddaddy's struggling,
mm-hmm.
paying for his medication right now.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to put me on blast and put me out of business because I'm their brother.
Right.
So there are a lot of different dynamics.
Absolutely.
There's only a few that just come to mind. Probably
right.
more than that.
Right.
But when that family piece comes into
mm-hmm.
play, you know, it's tough. I mean, one that I've dealt with here recently, and it turned out well. I think I even talked about it when I was on here once before. You know, you've got a lot of parents who are aging out
right.
of their businesses and they would like to pass them on,
mm-hmm.
you know, to their child.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, you know, that parent who grew that business worked 14 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
to be honest with you, if they were doing it right, they shouldn't have to do.
Right.
And the child sees that and they're like, I'm not trying to, you know, be tied up 14, 16 hours a day. That's not the life I want.
Right.
I had one guy tell me his son, you know, just got a job, he's in his 20s.
Yeah.
And he says, you know, the guy I'm talking to, he says, well, you know, I'm retired. But he says, my son's working a job and he's living the retired life better than I am.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting about millennials is mm-hmm. is they're about, you know, yeah, I want to do the work.
Right.
But I want to get off and go have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not about the money. So when you're talking about handing the business over to that could be quite possibly a millennial, your son or daughter.
Exactly.
They're not trying to work 14 hours a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, then what do you do?
Right.
Because your retirement
mm-hmm.
is dependent upon this business running. If you haven't grown it, which I talked about when I was on here once before, if you haven't maximized the growth for it,
mm-hmm.
when it's time to sell it, it won't fetch the money that can sustain you through retirement.
Right.
Once it sells, because your top number, typically what you get for your business is 1.5 times
mm-hmm.
your top number on your profit and loss statement.
Exactly.
You know, so like I said, that family thing can really get complicated.
It can. But at the same time, too, Antonio, we don't want to discourage someone who may be in that position because all those situations are not always the horror stories.
No, they're not.
I know of a family run business. Actually, the husband and wife work with his mother. The father's also a part of the business. So is his sister. And from time to time, their sons will accompany the dad when he's working out in the field. They run a very successful HVAC
wonderful
company.
Yes.
Heating and air conditioning based out of Kernersville, doing very well. But they have a very well-managed staff
mm-hmm.
and they have actually had the joy of moving into a bigger facility.
Wonderful.
And so when I think about that dynamic and how successful they have been.
Sure.
It really goes to show that there are just as many successes
sure.
of family-run and owned businesses
absolutely.
As there are.
It wouldn't surprise me if they didn't hire a consultant to
exactly.
help create
right.
the culture.
Right.
That, hey, when we show up, we know what we're here to do. Everybody knows their role.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
But a lot of times with most business owners, they won't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so I applaud them. So there are some great cases
there are,
out there, and I love
so.
To hear about them.
Great. Me
you know,
too.
It does
too.
Nothing more compelling to me. And gets me emotional than to see a family. Like I told that father and son, I
yeah.
about cried because
yeah.
he looked over his son and said, son, do you want the business?
Right.
And he told his dad right there in front
mm-hmm.
of me, yeah, dad, I do. And I was
wow.
like, man, you know,
it's
so
beautiful.
It's wonderful when you can
it
witness
it really
those
is.
Type of situation.
Absolutely. Well, how can persons join the PBCC?
We made it as simple as possible. You
mm-hmm.
can go to thepbcc.org, click on the button that says join,
mm-hmm.
and you pick your level. If you're a business under 30 employees,
mm-hmm.
if you type in the code NEW25, you get
mm-hmm.
$25 off that.
Yeah.
If you've got beyond that, beyond 31 employees, I think the 50 employees, and it goes on up from there.
Okay, okay. Now, how will members benefit? And I think we touched on this a little bit, but it certainly bears repeating. How can they benefit from being a part of the PBCC?
So one, you're going to get online exposure.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do things to promote the chamber offline. We may advertise on a radio station to say, hey, if you want to do business with Black business owners, you can find a list of them at the PBCC.org. That's our commercial.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we're going to drive people to the space. So online presence, you're going to create an audience that's, you know, really proactive and wanting to do to do business. And as I mentioned earlier, you get an opportunity to be part of a business growth academy where you will receive information on a weekly basis sent to your email box through video, accompanied by a workbook with a strategy you can implement every week to grow your business for 52 weeks straight. That's included in your membership.
That is great. Have you ever considered the possibility, and I don't know if this is something that you were planning to do, but maybe something that, you know, per a suggestion, maybe spotlight a company.
I'm glad you mentioned that. So that ability is on the homepage.
Ah, great.
It's on the homepage of the website. So
nice.
You can, so the member of the month.
Yeah,
member,
exactly.
They can be spotlighted on the homepage of
Very
the website.
Nice.
So that option is available.
Very good.
Too. The other thing is once we grow this thing, you know, to the point that we want, if you want to do an email blast to everyone that's in the database, you know, there'll be a nominal fee for members for that. To where you can promote to a captive audience. You know, like I said, if you're over in Raleigh or Durham and you want to advertise, you know, in the Winston-Salem market, you can either come to an event, or if you can't wait to the event, then, you know, we can do an email blast to drive people and create traffic to your website or your phone number or wherever you're driving them to create awareness around the products and services that you offer and the value that you bring to the marketplace.
Very nice. I'm actually learning some things here, and so I like that. I like that.
Learning is so much fun.
Right. It is. Absolutely. We never stop doing it, no matter how old or, you know, young at heart we get. Now, we mentioned this earlier, and of course, this is a great time to interject that if someone has questions, how do they get in contact with you?
So they can email at info@thepbcc.org, or they can call me. My number is 336-575-9920. It is on the website. I am the president and CEO, and I have a wonderful team. And so if I can't answer your question, I'm sure I got someone on the team who can. But we tried to make this as easy as possible.
Yeah.
Even once you sign up, you create your profile. Even that's easy. You can create your profile in 5 minutes.
Wow.
So we tried to make it as easy as
possible. Absolutely. Yes. Very good. Any closing comments or thoughts, something I didn't address that you would like to?
No, I just appreciate the opportunity with Community Focus, you know, creating this platform for people to come on and educate the community about what's going on in the community. And I'll be back simply because, again, you know, I want to drive your listeners to the website when they want to do business, you know, with Black owned businesses, they know where to go to find it. So I thank you for the opportunity to come on Community Focus as well.
You're so welcome. And absolutely my pleasure, Antonio. Always good to engage in conversation that really is all about giving back to the community and helping the community grow.
Yes.
And that is something you do very well as a business coach. You are so welcome with MC Howard, and just appreciate our time together. And as you know, my friend, never any goodbyes on our public affairs show or just in general. So until that next time arrives, thank you so much, Antonio McCoy. You're very welcome. And thank you, radio family, whether as business owners or simply as listeners to this public affairs program. Thank you indeed for the good things that you are doing in our communities as well. Please continue to keep up the great work. And indeed, until that next time, I get to sit down and chat with Antonio McCoy. I really do appreciate your great company here, radio family, as we do bring to a close another weekend edition of Community Focus. Enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend. Until that next time arrives, take care.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.